Return to Northmoor, episode 19, running time 45 minutes.
Hi, this is Kim.
And this is Tim.
Welcome to the Return to Northmoor podcast.
Tonight, our final edited actual play episode, Exiting the Temple of Art.
This episode really needs no introduction, as Wick does a very good job of introducing it in a very interesting fashion.
However, I will introduce the game night situation under which we were. Dan, one of our players, had brought a fabulous Italian-style feast with much drinking to go with it. We took a lot of extra time with dinner, so by the time we sat down to the game table, we were all just a bit punchy.
It's very clear that there was a great deal of drink ingested. We have beeped out as much as we possibly can, but this is kind of indicative of how a lot of our events go.
So we'll join you after the battle for a little intermission discussion.
Hello, world. Right, so I've been given the task of reminding everyone where we've left off. Those of you listening at home don't actually realize I've actually just read this like 10 seconds ago. But buttons weren't pressed.
Is this how it's going to be?
So, the journal says, the next morning, we pack everything of value up and head for the surface. Once outside, we find a boat waiting nearby. And inside is the tied body of the Bogman. And several other men, all bearing crossbows. Finally, they've come out of that damn place. Perhaps, finally, they've come out of that damn place. Or maybe, sort of,
that damn place.
That damn place.
What are we going to do?
Finally. God.
Same thing.
I don't know how long I've been sitting here in this boat waiting for the PCs. I mean, I know my box text doesn't get read until they climb out of their hole.
We need our characters, please.
I'm working. I'm working.
So, for those of you listening at home, we are kindly awaiting our beloved game master to get his together so we can begin playing. Oh. Seated at the table, of course, is our main man, Dwarven Rogue, Oshkar, played by a man by the name of D.
What are these supposed
to be? Hello, folks. Officially, I object to the theatrics, but I'll play along this once.
Who are these supposed to be?
Of course, next to him is our main man, Jeffrey, who plays our human cleric, Seth. Say hi to the fans, Jeffrey.
There is no god.
Of course, next to him is a man named Tim, who you all probably know too much about at this point. You've been listening to this podcast. Not that anything I am saying at this very moment is actually making its way into the podcast. Who would normally be sitting to my left, presently helping our beloved GM get his in order, is young Kim.
She's a big toddler.
Who plays our Warlock Tempest? Say hi, Kim.
Hello.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sure that might pick
they
that up.
They hear me plenty as well.
Right.
Who wants to be?
And I shall be your annoying host throughout this evening's podcast.
Fabulous, yay, a host at last.
Right.
No.
So perhaps last time, you recall that we had encountered a great amount of treasure. Everything from giant
Mundus, right?
Gold-laden tridents, pieces of artwork,
I got your back.
Enchanted magical items. And now, we're about to have it all taken from these men in crossbows.
10 gin and tonics in a row.
That's a lot of gin and tonics. You know, gin makes a man mean.
Okay.
Not mean.
So
it makes me silly.
Here's a dwarf.
Oh, that's good.
Here's a dude.
That looks like a cross between Sasquatch and, boy, I don't know.
I think that I'm going to switch.
Rob Zombie? Right, and stay tuned because this podcast, we've got Wick being extremely annoying.
I'll be this fig, and then we'll have fewer to fight.
Huh?
What?
I'll use this fig, and then there'll be fewer.
Oh, I see. For those of you listening at home, that joke made absolutely no sense.
Which I'm right here, and it made no sense.
I got it.
For a discerning audience.
You don't want to be one of these individuals?
No.
This one?
No. Right, so for tonight's specific episodes, everyone pass your character one person to the right.
No.
Two persons to the left. those of you whose names appear in the first of the alphabet.
What?
How many gin and tonics?
10.
All of them, I think.
It's going to be a long
That's
night.
Good.
Vic, to rolling initiative.
All right, everybody roll initiative. I need to get out dice still. I'm unprepared.
I have a 24. I have a 24.
Okay, so who are you, Tempest?
That's me.
Those of you who are my friends, thank you so much for feeding me.
You are so welcome.
That was Dan.
It's still you.
And rocks.
I deny free food at the boss's house.
Knowing that we have
food
over here. They didn't
see it. Is that the replacement?
What you also don't see at home is that I have gone out of my way to purchase another set of dice, which I'm threatening my current set of dice that if they don't roll properly, they'll be replaced one by bloody one.
And so that precluded the fooding?
Because, as all gamers know,
the fooding
dice monopolize luck. If you don't have good dice, you won't have good luck.
What are you talking about?
They understand at home. They know. They know they've got good dice. Dice that are specifically for D&D. Dice that are specifically for riffs. Dice that are specifically for the James Bond role-playing game. They all know.
If you have dice specifically for refs,
you have a little nerd on your face. You should go look in the mirror.
Stop nerding off.
All right, I didn't want to get all, but they've got dice for Galactic, and they've got dice for Pandemonium, and they've got dice for Over the Edge.
Riffs is pretty good.
Anyway, I got a 6.
All right, so we'll six. Be putting Rogan down.
I believe in practicing safe 6.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wimbledon
26.
Good lord, you're off the chart. Literally, that's the first time that's ever happened.
One.
Obviously, this game is too powerful. We're probably only 4th level already off the chart.
Oh, that's
wow.
Sad.
So where's, so, good lord.
I'm
good.
You're good.
I should have brought something green and leafy for Wake, apparently, to eat.
All right, well, let me set the scene. There's a giant pit. You have just crawled out of said pit.
Right.
There is a rope that is affixed to a rock that is dangling down into the pit that is near where Ashman is standing. There is a group of folks. There are two of them in the boat.
I love the boat.
The boat?
I love it.
It is... boat-shaped.
So, the bog man is in the boat. There are two other people in the boat. One of them is a woman who looks very wizardy.
Very wizardy.
Wow.
She's wearing like multicolored robes.
The badge.
Son of a bitch.
From the wizard school.
Is she human-ish?
There is a fighter who seems to be very like protective looking of her.
Gryffindor or something?
Yeah, more like a Ravenclaw.
You know what the hell you guys are talking about, and I want you to shut up.
There are two sort of thuggish-looking guards. There is a beefy-looking guy, and there is a gnome.
The genome?
Yes, the genome.
A gnome.
There are no gnomes.
Aren't gnomes evil?
Yeah. Feck. Gnomes? They have layers.
So, these folks, basically everyone who's not in the boat, have crossbows trained on you. And you notice that the tip of the crossbow actually has a glass ball on the end, not a sharp tip. The glass ball is glowing with a sickly green.
Oh,
and so he's got a crossbow, and he's off the boat onto this island. Everybody who's not on the boat has a crossbow. This guy has a sword and is protectingly standing near her. The bog man is tied up in the bottom.
Who spoke?
The person that spoke was actually this fellow.
Johnny Bentsword.
And is he looking thuggish, or is he looking...
He is looking fighterish.
Thuggish.
Thuggish with levels.
No, he's not a... He's
his
not
name
a
tag
he
says...
Is not, he is not fighter. Wearing a turban and a big scimitar. He is...
Thugs are like from the Middle East?
Yes, they
I don't
are.
Know what
from
are.
India, actually.
That's Tuggy.
Exactly, from which the words are derived.
Yeah,
and now we do too.
Because India and Britain were very close.
So do we profile?
Apparently we are in this.
Right.
So, it is currently AC 26, Ashkin. You are up.
Or have I already been identified as here, or can I be hidden?
You may be hidden.
I will be hidden.
Assuming you make it reasonable.
Next time.
16. I cannot use this.
We've rested.
It is not a new day. Is it a new day?
Yes, we've rested.
No, it's the morning of another.
I can use this.
Oh.
All right, so what is my perception? That is a whopping 6. On top of 14 is a 20, which beats your 16.
All right.
You believe that you are not fully hidden. So you scamper down to the bushes. They don't have a line of sight on you, but you're guessing they know where you're.
What?
Truly there?
No, I'm truly here.
So
I'll take the shot from here.
Jewelry.
Drop everything you've acquired and walk away.
Told you.
Do we have anything?
Yeah, we've
got
chitin or
something. This is deep. I forget.
Within a foot or two of the island is about a foot or two deep. A foot or two out from that, it gets 3 or 4 feet deep. And a foot or two out from that, it gets about 6 feet deep.
Okay.
Jeff is something more.
I'll take a shot, positioning strike against him. Oh, wait. I've got to do that with a melee weapon.
You're shooting?
I just shoot him.
Clan fan. I'm a clan fan.
Don't bother looking up their
armor
class. 11.
That will miss.
But I am your clan fan.
That's like a handful of dice. No, never mind. I'm just going to be quiet now.
Keep those thoughts to yourself. Yes, Dan? What are you doing?
So Dan shot and he missed.
Ooh!
I was looking things up. I apologize for the delay.
Okay. We have no quarrel with you.
Why, indeed, you do not.
Except the quarrel I just fired at you.
Deposit everything you have gained inside the temple upon the dirt there in front of you, and walk away, and you will be completely unharmed. Your friend here shall be released within a few hours of our acquiring of what we wish. In fact, if you come back within the next few days, then most of what you have here might still be here.
Oh, truly? Is there a particular thing you are looking for?
Oh, most likely there is, but we're not going to go into that because you're just going to set it all down and walk away.
We really have
no quarrel with you. We simply wish to acquire something that you most likely took from below.
It might be something that we would be willing to part with for a certain amount of coins.
This isn't a negotiation. You are simply going to drop it and walk away.
I think
we're all
the guys with the crossbows start looking at each other. Seth?
Hang on, I'm counting squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, he's
how far, Ken?
10.
He's 10 from me.
So he's 10 from me.
11 from you.
11 from me.
I just spoke. I didn't do anything. So after this parlay, I would like to move something.
Yes, get your shot parlay.
No.
I will blast him with a daunting light, I believe.
Okay.
I am going to curse him as a minor action. And Elder Last.
You go first.
I fail.
Huh? What's his reflex?
Maybe I.
His reflex is 15.
Oh, fortunately, I hit at 15.
I did not.
And then I get out some more dice. I have become retarded.
I
have become retarded, please. Bear
Texas
me.
Has done bad.
You were on fire last time, man.
9 plus 4 is
13.
Points of damage.
Alright.
Radiant damage.
Okay.
And you gain combat advantage there, Dan.
Group A. This guy fires his crossbow.
Fails.
Alright, the crossbow bolt sails by and hits the ground behind you and explodes into a cloud of poisonous gas.
Who cut the
cheese? So, Wick, what is your reflex defense?
12, as I've just updated.
You will take 4 points of damage from the poison gas cloud that just landed behind.
It was just a fizz.
And now this fellow is going to do the same. He's going to shoot, however, at Rogan. And he will hit Rogan full on in the chest with the gas-tipped arrow.
Smell bad.
Rogan, you'll take 2 points of damage from the arrow thunking your chest.
More than thunk-proof. I have a +2 against thunk.
King.
Fuck off.
I thought you just had +2 against Crunk and all other music in the song.
I do like your blue dice, so.
Thank you. 10 points of damage from the gas. So then the next guy is going to charge.
I just believe.
And fails horribly.
How deep's the hole?
The hole is 10 feet, which is 1d10 damage. Now.
Into the hole.
This little fellow is going to pull out his sling. And he's going to sling.
But he had a crossbow. What'd he make up his damn mind?
He dropped his crossbow.
He got his one shot, and now he's dropping it.
Rogan, you are up. She is chanting.
She is chanting.
She appears to be performing a ritual.
That's going to take a while.
10 minutes.
Well,
I may have my way with her.
Hot.
You guys want a girl-on-girl action tonight?
Criminals are hot.
You can move your normal move,
and then
you can take a attack action, which is to move your normal move and attack.
Which is a charge. That's on chop then.
Which is a charge.
Because they decided it was really dorky that you couldn't double move and attack, so they figured out a way to make that.
Okay.
And you don't have to go straight behind them.
Well, that case.
Charge around corners.
Dirty, yes.
I would like to cleave.
All right. Cloven.
Do I get any bonuses for the charge?
Cloven?
You get plus 10 hits.
Why do I have this potion card?
Because you have one.
Three strikes.
No, we have more than...
So I have what, plus 2, you said?
No, I think it's only plus 1.
3 failures to strike.
I have a 14.
You roll bad.
You roll bad. Okay.
Those red dice at that.
I just did. It's 2 strikes.
One more and it's out. I'm sorry, that does not hit. Very close.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for your pity. Piss off.
Okay.
Heck.
All right. Dagger.
See me peeling Michaels?
Use positioning strike on Tank Boy. That's going to be 14 plus 9 is 23 versus his will.
Ooh, that will hit.
Versus?
Well, that's the key. It's the positioning strikes against will.
Oh, and I've got combat advantage, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Can I use your D8?
You bloody D8.
Only if it rolls right.
Let's see, plus dex damage, which is going to be...
Cheat to roll!
16 points. I'll position him 3 squares. Down into the hole.
Boom! So he'll take D10 from that, which will be 8. So total damage, including that 8 points of...
24.
Dang good!
That was pretty impressive, and he is now down in the hole.
Then I'll move. I'm assuming I don't provoke an attack of opportunity.
No, he's
cursed.
Oh, and now he's cursed.
He's been cursed.
He's done damage.
Can I attempt to rehide? How does that work?
You can hide behind that bush. Yeah, just make it.
And I've got the fleeting ghost. I can hide while I move.
Make it
type thing.
Bush roll.
23.
Okay, that's probably. Ooh, nope. You're pretty sure someone is seeing you.
Pee into the hole.
I've gained concealment because I moved my shadow walk, and cursing her.
Curse you.
As a minor action.
Please make an arcana check.
That is at 16.
Now roll it.
No, I just utter it.
You utter the curse, and you realize it has no effect.
She's cursed as if she's a part of your infernal fold.
Not infernal.
Your enchanted fold.
Your disco infernal.
So I am going to... send frigid darkness at her.
Alright.
So that's a 25 versus her fort.
Okay.
Oh, no, I take that back.
Put that in your fort.
Hey, do you have that extendo trident?
I do. I can't use it though.
Poke him from above.
You'll probably just grab it and pull you down.
So that's 11
leaving him beat.
Cold damage.
Cut that rope.
And if anybody wants to hit her, she has combat advantage. She grants combat advantage.
All right. The frost circles her and immediately melts. You've never seen it fade off someone so.
Interesting. And I have plus 2 to AC.
Her soul burns.
Interesting.
See how she handles blunt force trauma.
A 14 against his reflex, which I think is. Unless he's cursed.
That guy was cursed.
Is he prone?
Is he still cursed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cursed until the end.
Until further notice.
Prone from falling down the hole.
He takes 6 points of damage, and Wick, you gain 15 temporary hit points.
Ooh. Nice. He has the warlock's curse upon him.
Because I can see you.
Here we go.
There we go.
Here we go.
Out of her hand springs a sheet of ice that frostily grabs.
Frostily grabs.
Him, her, and him in a cone of freezation.
Freezation?
Even with my concealment?
Yeah, it's an area effect, so.
The bushes are cold.
Alrighty then.
What's her range?
So, that's a count. She does have 20 versus your reflex, does that hit?
Well, yes, it does hit.
Rogan, I gotta roll the hit too.
Natural.
Rogan needs those 15 hit points. So,
you feel
Misty Frost. Weather report. That's a good game.
I do like it with Mr. Misty.
They don't call them that anymore.
What do they call them now?
Slushies or some damn thing.
What?
Just a glorified snow cone.
I like the green Mr. Misties when I was a ute. It's lying.
You each take 800 points.
Okay, so everybody who got hit takes 23 points of damage, and you are immobilized. You cannot move from your current spot until you make a save.
Frozen.
She hit her own guys too?
Mm-hmm.
What a bitch.
What?
Yeah, actually, she killed this guy.
Actually, she killed this guy.
Actually.
Screw her.
Oh. So we cannot move, but can we teleport?
No, actually, I'm sorry. You are immobilized.
No,
I bet that's a mistake. You should look that up.
I should look that up.
So I don't ever have to ever again.
So that was her, and now the guy who's in the hole will grab the rope and start climbing. He will get a 14, which is enough. Start climbing the rope.
Is that an attack of opportunity for our fair cleric?
Is it?
I think you should be able to knock his ass right down.
It's right in front of me.
There, random.
Okay.
Works. Then I will cut the rope with my dagger.
On your turn, that can be your move action.
Oh, sorry.
He reaches the top and he's about to whack you. But he will not be able to do so yet. So this guy will attack Rogan, and this guy will reload his crossbow. This guy pulls out a jar
of goo.
You're not sure if it's a jar or a drum. It's got a big head on.
Immobilized.
Yeah. Sounds
you
like
can't move from your space, although you can teleport and be forced to move by a push, pull, or a slide.
There it is. There in black go. And effing white.
Whoop!
Whoop! So that was it. Rogan, you're up.
So what does it take to become mobile?
You, at the end of your turn, will make a saving throw.
And otherwise, am I just stuck with sitting here?
You cannot move out of that square, but you can attack the guy next to you.
Oh, that's unfortunate for him.
Exactly. Sucks. Well, it
depends on
him,
which
man.
Dice you're rolling.
I would like to reap him. Which is a very polite way of saying
reap.
I've got a 28.
That will hit.
This is on the class.
I believe that could hit him.
Oh, you got threatened there, little die.
Onto the neck. That's like
eight. Now we must threaten the D12.
That's like 8.
But your buddy didn't listen.
Alright.
Well, I need to warm this one up too.
Check it in your butt.
Quiet. Ashcan.
Alright.
You are immobilized.
No, he was.
You are not immobilized.
He is fine.
Rogan is immobilized.
Yes.
Trying to be Heidi again.
Heidi.
Who has mm-hmm. opportunity?
What?
Kim.
Enchantment damage as well.
That was the spell she cast on her that melted away.
What do you mean?
So she's not susceptible to attacks of opportunity.
If I miss, I do.
Yeah.
Have strength.
Well, I'm going to shoot her.
Do you think you're a weapon?
Well, I'm going to shoot her anyway.
She's going to see if she can see you.
Why not?
The damage.
No, I think that should be okay.
Well, yes, she does.
I'll shoot her, try to mark
he's
her as an
me.
Easy target.
So you're hiding behind me?
Yeah.
I'm concealed.
Yeah, he's hiding behind the bush. You're right.
Fabulous.
Too late. I forgot. 20 is my hit. Two hit archer. Armor class?
And armor class?
Mm-hmm.
That will hit her.
Okay.
You need another one?
I need another D4.
Bloody D4.
Armor class.
Blast!
Doable.
The entire lower.
She knows I'm here, so she's not taking
the filled with his foul reek.
So 4 plus 3 is 7 points.
7 plus 9.
She is slowed and grants combat advantage to me. Meta save will cancel both.
Put a thing under her.
Should I roll to see if I'm not immobile?
You probably ought to.
Roll.
It's just a save?
Yep.
Not him, her.
Yeah.
You can't get a 10. Bung hold.
So explain this boat issue to me. It only can hold these guys. There's no more space.
No, if everybody was in it and sitting down.
So I could.
You can board the boat.
There. I could
board.
You can
teleport under the boat, yes.
Hi, Seb.
How many extra points do we have?
You really have one, but it is a new day.
That's taken up two.
I will use my action point. I am ethereal striding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am fey walking to right next to her.
I don't know, striding, walking. Sounds like you're walking and striding, not teleporting.
And what are you
going to
get?
Then I'm going to bash her about with the long sword.
She's immobile.
She telecommuted.
She's a good meat shield back there.
I hit her at 24 versus AC with my long sword.
Okay.
That is stick. What is it with the girls that fence? They scream a lot.
Yeah, that was weird.
I hated that. It was just like
one,
I
had to
celebration
one point,
at point
of damage. 1 point of damage.
Stab.
What?
One point
the
of damage.
The point.
No, you did more than that.
No, I'm afraid not. It's 1 point of damage.
Ow.
All right.
You're threatening her.
Too bad for you. So you do 1 point of damage to her, and as soon as your sword touches her robe, ice shoots down your sword and into you.
I'm sensing a theme.
Oh, I'm dead. Again.
I'm dead again.
And you take... and you take...
12 plus...
15 points of cold damage, and you are...
immobilized.
Where's the blue thingy?
Ooh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dang.
Immobilized in a boat? This could be precarious.
Tempest, that was you.
It was
Seth.
Me. I will burn the guy down the hole.
Need a little help over here.
You're beautiful.
No,
there.
You don't just go teleporting into the middle of combat and then say, hey, guys, I'm in trouble.
It's before.
Actually, this is at least the third time she's done that.
I've done it before.
Hey, against his reflex, I hit.
I know.
Okay.
And he takes 9 points of damage. And Kim, you get 15 temporary hit points.
Okay.
Ooh,
I will cut the rope.
All right, he holds on to the rope, but you cut the rope. And he's going to scrabble for the edge.
Oh.
Cool. That's pretty good.
But his heavy armor weighs him down.
This is a kick him in the face anyway.
Yeah, and he hits the ground.
Repent.
With his foot in your face for 3 points. Damn.
I'm going to need a blow up with this boat.
You should think about your sins.
And the inhabitants of it. Because are we this close?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So can I whack him as well
sure.
if I need?
I would bet.
You're in a boat. The boat is tipping wildly as you guys...
Banana boat.
Alright.
But not,
so she
not,
turns not. And pulls out a wand and jabs it in your ribs.
Hey, I bet it's a frost wand.
It burns you up.
Frost shoots out of it and into your body.
It also preserves meat.
Yay!
So you can't do any more teleporty things, huh?
Ooh.
That was a bad move on your part.
Well.
Oh.
He's about to die.
26 points.
15 gets taken off first.
Yeah.
Bloody.
Oh, I've been bloody.
So now we're
dead,
back.
Dead.
So that was 15 and it was 26.
Uh-huh.
That's 11 more.
I'm
Worked
down.
That out myself.
Okay, she's down. And
I can't
this guy fires his crossbow at Rogan.
Because everyone hates Rogan.
That's kind of what he's there for.
Damage, so, 1 point of damage. So he pulled a 10. He doesn't have any fancy bolts left. This guy will grab his little pick and he will swing it up between your legs.
Ooh! Maybe not.
Oh, the nutsack shot pays off.
Whang!
Nice.
That'll set your teeth through.
I'm going to roll. So that is 12 points to the jewels.
If there's any healing over there.
I'm too far away.
You keep saying.
Alright, and the guy at the bottom looks pretty angry.
He's 10 feet down.
She's not even bloody, is she?
No, she's... You're the only person who's hit her.
He grabs his hand axe.
For 7 points.
And whips it.
You hit her for a point.
At the cleric.
He tries to hit me with his handy axe.
Yes, he's pushed until
obviously.
The end of the
obviously, forever.
Okay, she will grab the drum thing that her bodyguard gave her and grabs her dagger and cuts the top off and pulls up this just disgusting-looking, slimy body-looking thing.
Glop.
And she throws it out into the water.
Oh, God, that's not good.
Got a problem.
And...
I can only do so much.
Problem meets
the truck.
All right, we're going to spend an action point to... Take two actions.
Did you try to, did you save last time?
Me?
No, we're not.
He didn't save last time, so he's going to do that now.
Oh, okay.
He saved.
He saved. Red. He can move.
16.
Red die, you're doing okay, man.
All right,
movement in the woods fight.
So first, I will spend a free surge. Not a free surge, but my action point to make it free. And then I will do a comeback strike on the genome.
From behind.
It's 27.
That will hit. Go dice, go.
Oh.
The 12 roll away.
17.
Okay.
And then I get a free surge.
That's stunning.
Does it cost me any actions to peek behind me?
Nope.
Then I will do so.
Kind of amazing.
Make perception again.
Perceive away.
I perceive at 14.
No, because
right.
I could just imagine that just a rub salt wounds just hitting sweet numbers.
Yeah.
But they're such cool guys.
Alright, throwing a dagger. This time, Trickster's Blade.
It's time to take the file.
I gotta grind it. Fixed.
Look, the only number on it now is 20.
Is it more of a coin, really?
21 versus her armor class.
The walk of the foresighters is getting complicated. Mm-hmm. But that's not what gun hurts.
So it's going to be 10, 13, 16, 19 points of damage.
Okay, and is it any particular type? Like cold?
Harmful?
No.
Just harmful.
Just harmful. Regular.
Deadly.
That was too bad.
Blunt force charm.
All right. She stumbles backwards.
Into the water, splash!
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. I'll make an athletic check. Stand up. No. She hits the water.
You had combat advantage, don't forget.
Oh, I did. That's why I got the extra 2d8s. And that continues until she's saved.
She should try to save.
What can do?
The combat
advantage. My combat advantage. Oh. And she's also slowed.
Slowed.
So she fell out of the boat.
She fell into the water.
So at the end of her last turn, she saved against that, but you just did it again. So.
Oh, this was something else.
Okay, yeah. So she's not slowed. All right, so, Tips.
Am I dead?
Or is this strike one? This
will be strike one.
Oh, she's okay for now.
For now, until somebody stabs her in the face.
Is it all you're fine to do?
Yes, you're fine.
Doesn't work. I'm at zero?
She continues to be dying?
Yeah, she continues to be dying as long as she's at negative.
Oh, I thought if you made the save, you... Okay, I get you.
And I can't search.
That's great.
You're just unconscious. That's the way to say it.
Well, she is dying.
Yeah, well...
Let's
see what I can do.
So the rolls are to see if she dies before she actually dies?
Rolls are to see if she dies before someone comes and stabilizes her.
I can go.
Like, 16 against his reflex?
You're negative in your bloody.
16 against his reflex hits, right?
Yep.
He takes 10 points of damage, and you get 15 temporary hit points.
Stop screwing around with that guy.
Because I can see. Already.
Well, the 15 temporary hit points don't help you.
Not really.
No, well, I wouldn't have done that then.
Yeah, you give them to somebody else.
Yeah, give them to someone else, because it doesn't help her. Rogan can use
them. I can see you, too. I can't necessarily see him.
He's hiding.
He's always hiding.
Rogan can use them.
Groot?
This creature that was...
He had a lot of hit points. I myself have done quite a number.
Surging from the surf.
I'm glad I'm not conscious to see this.
You will be. You will be.
Do not invoke the foul language of Star Wars in my presence, please.
Something dark side. Something complete.
That actually kind of made it good. Pitiful little ducred band.
A foul-looking zombie stands up from the water.
Awesome! I know what.
You can look after that.
I got. And she is not going to try to get back into the boat. However,
they have a jugged zombie.
She is going to try to freeze Rogan.
Freeze Rogan!
Freeze Rogan!
Eight.
Did 15 reflex?
Of course it did.
You have a reflex.
Too close. Wait, too close.
Can't focus. Dead.
20 points of frosty damage.
Good thing you got that 15-y.
Yep. Alright, the bodyguard jumps out of the boat.
Hello, bodyguard, out of the boat.
And
falls into the lake.
He will move to here, so you will get a.
Okay, Bodman, this is the time to do what you're supposed to do. You might be tied up, but I'm sure you can help. Bodman.
And Bodman sits. Hey, what's happening with you cats?
Are you still down, or did he heal you?
No, I was 12.
Frozen. I need some time. I need the touching kind of look. Not the far away.
Does it require a heal check?
Seth, you will take...
I will take
one
what?
Point of crossbow damage from point. This guy. And the guy underneath is running out of your view. So pull him off.
He ran away? There he's hurt.
He is hurt, and he's taking first aid.
He's surging.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
It's my turn!
The zombie will head for...
Why is there a four-sided die in front of you?
That's to remind me that I've got a +3 to my armor class until the next turn.
Excellent. Let's see if
that was a good time for that.
So that is 18?
21 right now.
Yeah, so that will miss from...
Suck it. What he says. That 3 came in handy.
Right.
All
right,
give me some zombie love. I are going to crush this guy.
You must.
Because my new die is rolling well.
Wow.
That's a 30.
How does that feel?
That's a 30.
How does that feel there, fighter? Hey, the D12 still a little, still better than 1.
14.
14 points. Alright. He looks pretty tough.
Tough as in.
Tough as in. Almost bloody. Almost bloody.
So shifting is a free action, right? Wait.
No. Not much of a thing to make.
Well, he is a roguish. He's dwarven.
Dwarven just means he gets a surge.
Okay, well, I'll shift one. That's my one action that I can take.
That's what shift.
I can take a move action and then attack.
Correct.
Moving through here is going to slow me down.
Yep, it'll be two squares. All yeah, the water squares. That, two, like that one square is three.
What?
So, three, four. I could make it.
There was this guy.
Can I charge?
Boosh, 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 boosh.
Talk about Harry. Wow. Here.
Okay. Can you get all that movement?
We saw the Harry Johnson.
What's that?
I know a guy named Harry Johnson.
Are you moving and then charge?
He works for the city.
Awesome.
Arvana.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it would be three, four, five, and then the charge one, two, three.
I know a guy named Bruce Lee, too.
Because your charge is another movement, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be in a straight line.
Right, so you can take a normal move, and then you take a normal move again, and then attack.
Okay.
Whenever I see him, I say, Saul! Does he make it 20 at all?
That was 21.
And that will hit.
Actually, do you have just a spare D8 anywhere?
I said, yeah, share. Here. Here. We'll share. I'll use that some bitch, that's for sure.
So what does he do? He picks
19
it up.
Points.
Boink.
Nice. All right. He starts frothing at the mouth. He looks great.
He's angry.
Thank you. Does he want to make some fucking
sense? He just said make some.
Alright, Seth.
I will move. 9, 10, there's no diagonals. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to the boat without getting hurt. Can I stand here on the lily pad?
Yes.
On the lily pad.
You can, in fact, stand in
the... Because it's a perfect spot for the zombie to get you.
Half deep water.
That's all I can do.
Okay. She is going to frosty wand both of you.
Frosty wand us!
With some success.
Okay, broken.
You don't want to stand next to me, dude. Everybody gets hit next to you.
And, what is your...
I forgot all about her.
What is your reflex?
My reflex is 14.
21 points of damage.
For me?
For you and for me. This fellow is going to run over here.
And coup de grace.
And coup de grace tennis. No, he,
No, we wouldn't kill players.
No. He's going to jump into the boat, and he is digging for something.
Boogers?
Drums.
This fellow is going to go ahead and... Actually, he's going to turn around and attack this guy.
Oh, bring it.
What's being brought in?
Eight.
All right. 8 points of damage from the zombie.
To me?
And you are diseased. Yes. No, poison.
I'm bloody dissolved.
Unhappy.
Stretched in the sphincter.
All right. And she appears to be rearing back for another strike when suddenly and without warning, a crossbow bolt appears in her throat.
Ah! Don't you sit there and make Bogman
Kantos,
say this.
You come to
that
save
would be
me.
Too bad.
We need a fake figure.
Where's Kantos?
Kantos is not well.
We did.
He can't come save us either. We're whooping ass.
We did. Hello?
You were stupid.
Yeah, and?
I'm going to unstupefy you in a moment.
Yep. Roll the de-stupefy.
De-stupefy.
If you want to deal with it, don't play in the toilet.
I'll try not to.
It might look like candy.
It ain't.
No.
What you looking for, honey? Kantos?
Just grab a damn fig. Who cares?
There's this guy.
There's this guy.
Does it look like Kantos?
No. In fact, looks like the owner of the Hole in the Water Inn.
Whose name eludes me.
Kunar has shot her with his crossbow, and he is running over toward where Kantos is by the edge of the hole.
I forgot he was with us.
Kantos?
Yeah, me too.
Kantos is here? Well, yeah.
All right, Rogan.
Kind of why we came here.
I'm Rogan. I'll use my...
Allow me to look to the other side of the table.
Yeah, we keep doing
that. I'll use my Jordan Page as a free healing surge.
All right.
And I will...
Who was this?
You got bath time.
Is she
Soap
dead?
Scum. Sorry. Allow me to spit on your arm.
Is she dead or just hurt?
I'll do a covering attack.
What?
I will cover you. Sad you can move, maybe. 21?
That'll hit.
11 points damage. Sad you can move two squares if you want.
Due to some technical difficulties, the end of our recording was clipped. Just to let you know that Amara then disappeared, but we will revisit that character at a later date.
Yeah, she will be back for many more appearances. We pick up again on the Hole in the Water Inn as they are sailing back towards town.
Who the f*** does he think he is?
I think we need to find out who paid whom town. You said it was your old raft master?
He had the barrels with the lizards on his raft.
Are we sure?
Unless I've mistaken something.
I don't believe that's true.
I think we need to talk to people in town and figure out who betrayed whom and see if we can find out who's working for whom and get a feel for who our enemies are. And I also think we need to find a way into that star temple. This one. But I'm not going in there.
When you say this one, which one?
The one here in the bog. There's no way we'll be able to get through the shell, the boulders on the outside. But if you said that the ancients had been in there, there must be something.
Well, we asked the angel. Bogman, can't you hook up a meeting?
No.
Well, I have a bit of a problem with the ones that were hanging around my hut. You think?
Liberated?
The Raven Queen have liberated. And they are no longer there. However...
Rogan just gets this.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I can't tell you how peaceful they looked when the flames took them and they were.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm sure it was great.
Makes you feel better, don't it?
Yeah, better.
I suspect. Well, here's what I know. If any of the temples.
Wait.
More of the dead will come.
Your god has this connection with the dead thing, right? I mean, I don't mean to be hedonistic here in what I'm about to say. Just that...
Hedonistic.
Okay. We've been talking about the naked all day. Now's the time.
I like me some dead people.
Or some other important sounding word about religion.
What about your people, your church? Can't they talk with the spirits of the dead? I mean, wouldn't these conceivably be people that we could get in contact with? We know their names, we know where they're from, we know the way they passed on.
Well, here's what I know. If one of the other temples is open, the Temple of the Stars, the Temple of Commerce, any of the other temples that used to make us, that those people's souls will return, and they will be ghosts again in this area. We can talk to them, because right now, the problem is, they're sealed, they're in limbo. They are not dead, they are not alive, their souls are right. With the Raven Queen.
But to get those people, we need to get in one of these temples, which we can't do at the moment, until we talk to somebody who knows a way in, such as through your people getting in contact.
Well, now wait, remember, there is the Star Temple, the main temple. Her temple. But then there's all of the other temples that are of the old city.
They should be
of
able to break into one of them.
If you could find a map to where those were, you could break into one of those, and that would free those souls, and you could immediately speak with them and find out whatever you wanted to find out about Darth.
We have a map.
Well, we saw a map. We don't have it.
She sketched it.
We have a map.
Yeah, but in perfect detail. I've seen her sketches before. They're all right, but...
It is an ability I'm not familiar with, but it is possible. I just need to learn the...
Other people would rather take other paths.
Right.
Okay. Other paths than what?
I'll be shutting up
now. And speaking with the spirits that we had earlier, we've now ascended because we have cremated this
one. Right. We can't speak to them, right?
Renar looks at you. There is another way. You could go to Outfit. Talk to them. They are in the race court.
I'm going to start looking at things to see what they are.
Look, I guess all I'm trying to make
that's
clear is
non-issue.
I am ready to move forward. If that is wrestling some people to the ground in town to find out who's lining their coin purse, fine. I'll bust a couple knees. We'll figure this out in no time. If it's go to the temples, speak to some of the deceased, find out from them what they know, point us in a direction, perhaps a means to, I don't know, work our way around whatever obstacles may be between us and these temples. And or pursuing your connections, heading directly into A, your instincts as to where the temple is, or B, the temple in which you once resided. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying that the speculation here, the maybes and this could be, and they're just not getting us anywhere.
From the Feywild? No, not for all. Not since you left.
I think we could go back to town, gather information there, and it's possible I might be able to acquire the items I need for the ritual that will allow me to depart. It's possible. Can't do that. Maybe we could kill two birds with one.
And then talk to the dead bird.
Look here, we've arrived at town.
So,
night falls fast.
As the raft approaches town, you see a large number of torches in town. Far more than you normally see. And at the edge of town, as you are rafting toward it, you see a small boat run out. And some... like this, and Renar stops, and one of his halflings runs up and talks to him and comes back. Renar, Colorel's come to town with all the troops. They put the town under martial law. Don't go in. They're looking for you. And that's where we'll be going.
Some
Well, that is it. The group has arrived at the Lost Village, and they have discovered that it is now under martial law. The correct name, not Colorel, should be Nolar. Colorel was actually the name of the bad guy from the Keep on the Shadowfell module, which I was running in parallel at this time with Kim and C, so that's why I had my brain sort of scrambled on that one, but it should be Nolar is the correct person who took over the town, the former sword teacher to the king. That is the end of our edited actual play for Return to Northmoor. We thank you so much for all of your support and listening.
As Tim said, thanks once again for listening. This is the end of Return to Northmoor. If you would like to listen to some more actual play episodes, please let us know. As Tim mentioned in our last episode, the rest of our adventure is highly personalized, and it might not be of much benefit to those of you who are GMs looking to use this material. But the actual play is fairly interesting, and you might want to see where the characters that you've grown to love, where they went.
The actual play is, as we go on, the role-playing starts to pick up in different ways, and there's a lot of times where there's multiple conversations going on at once, where I'm not saying a word and the characters are all talking simultaneously in little groups and such, and it's almost impossible to follow on a recording. So that's why we're wary about releasing them. They're a little hard to follow, so if we do release them, we'll release them unedited, since the editing really isn't going to help anything.
So once again, thanks for all your support, and thanks for all the fish.
You've been listening to Return to Northmoor, a podcast released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 2.5 license by Tim White and Kim Stone. Our theme music is Charge of the Valiant from Dronolin's Tower, Legends of Kithelin Volume 1, Tales of the Long Forgotten, used by permission of its composer, David Alan Young. Find out more about their fantastic gaming music at dronolin.com. Visit us and many other fine podcasts at spookyouthouse.com.